97.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tropical Storm Beryl brings life-threatening storm surge and torrential rain to South Texas, and more than 2 million in the Houston area are without power.
The storm surge at a certain point was coming dangerously close, as we had seen at least 7 feet in some parts all throughout the southeast coastal Texas communities. Right now, though, that tide receding, but the big concern, of course, is now the flooding that has been parts of Houston, and then, of course, from some of that wind damage that we're starting to see.
ABC's Melissa Adan in Port Lavaca. The West is still dealing with a dangerous and deadly heat wave. It was 128 degrees yesterday in Death Valley, California. More Democrats are calling on President Biden to end his reelection bid, but he's pushing back. He sent a lengthy letter to members of his party saying he wouldn't be running if he didn't believe he wasn't the best person to beat Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's another big day for cleanup in Manawa, where things are starting to get back to normal. Floodwaters burst through a levee on the Little Wolf River during heavy rains Friday morning. People had to be evacuated from their homes. The levee itself didn't fail, but much of the ground around it washed away. U.S. Senate Democrats have canceled their meeting about their support for President Biden today. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin has been mum on the topic.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth Business and Educational Center is looking for a new home following the sale of the building that they currently occupy. According to a Northern News Now report, the Snake Pit, or Center for Amphibian and Reptile Education, has been behind the World of Fish building in Hermantown for years, but is now trying to lock down a new location that will allow residents to continue visiting and volunteering. Officials with the organization say they were expecting the sale and already have some leads on a new spot. A nearly unanimous decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court says the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee can't legally block conservation projects from Governor Tony Evers. According to the ruling, provisions requiring the committee to unilaterally block projects and land acquisitions funded through the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program violates the separation of powers between the legislative and executive branches. The committee has blocked funding for a number of projects in recent months. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capra's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort, a lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Tuesday morning. My good friend Sandy Williams will be back, and we'll dive even deeper into Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery. Back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, Mr. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer. It is Monday, July 8th. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are glad you've joined us to kick off another week and joining us for our nation's capital for a couple of days before he joins us here on location, Mr. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, welcome back to the show. We're so glad to have you along this week. And a shout out to one of your fantastic daughters, Ula, on her birthday.
Ula is very, very happy about you saying that. So, yes.
Well,
I'm glad that I'm here for Ula's birthday. I wish being in New Glarus would be good, but we're celebrating Ula turning 15. Hard for me to get my arms around that.
Well, and you guys were out here last week. I had an opportunity to meet her in person, and my goodness gracious, if you didn't tell me her age, her poise, her talent, she is becoming a filmmaker in her own right. She was out here doing a little work for you professionally, and talented and wise beyond her years, I would say.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yes, she is a force, no doubt. So, she is that.
Well, it was a week last week. I'm not sure about you, but I think for America and for Wisconsin, it was kind of a week. It might be a week this week, and it sure as heck going to be a week next week when you will join us in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention.
Wait a minute, what happened last week,
Todd? Oh, you know, just...
There was news?
Yeah, there's a little bit of news, and we'll get to that in a bit. But I saw this from Maria Shriver, of course, a talented person in her own right, a longtime broadcaster with NBC, and part of the Kennedy clan, if you will, the Kennedy family of Democrats. And then she was married, of course, for many years to Arnold Schwarzenegger, the action star who went on to be two-time Republican governor of California.
The governator.
Yes, they still existed. Yes, exactly. Maria, I follow Maria Shriver on Twitter, and she put this out last night. And Trigvi, I'm going to read it to you, get your thoughts, because I thought it was a great tone to set for this week. She says, quote, "This week, there is so much noise and confusion, but it is your job to focus on what you know in your heart matters. Find the stillness and strength to help you rise above the noise rather than listening to the gossip, the fear, the whispers, and worries all around. Instead, stay firm and focused and calm as you look ahead. You've got this. Be still. And then before I let you talk, she posted this as a Sunday evening reminder. It says, quote, "There is a lot of noise in our world. So be the one who is still. Be the one who rises above it. Be the one that can take a breath and offer perspective. Be still, my friends. Be still. It's way harder than you might think, but so necessary for every conversation and every encounter. Be the still one." Unquote. That's from Maria Shriver from her post over the weekend. Trigg, your thoughts?
Well, we have a lot of people who are noisy in the world at the moment, which might be ironic being said from a couple of guys who are on the radio making noise for others. But, you know, I think, you know, the reality is, you know, challenging decisions are not something that we as humans often do well with. And, you know, we have as a nation some really hard decisions that have to be made, both, individually, each of us as individuals. And I do think there's something to be said about spending some real time thinking about, you know, who are we as individuals and who are we as communities and what do we want to be, which is part of the reason why I think, you know, somebody was asking me about you and I traveling around. And the best piece of that is getting out and talking to people. I mean, when we did the last one, Todd, going to the bars and talking to people who are coming, listeners, you know, it was awesome. And we have too many people that are using their mouths or their fingers on X or on social media and not enough who are using their ears and their eyes to listen and think.
I totally agree. And that was kind of we had one, just to be transparent with our audience, Trigg and I were talking about, well, you know, this is going to be the week before the Republican National Convention, so why not kind of go around the state and kind of counter whatever messaging might be coming out of the RNC ahead of time and have some fun doing it. But I think as this last couple of weeks developed, the moment that we're in now, I think it's just another great opportunity to go around the state this week and talk about what brings us together as Wisconsinites and Americans. And yeah, be a little still. That's always good, but also just calm, right? And I was out here at in New Glarus, you know. And like I say, it was a week. I know it was a week for a lot of people, but a friend of mine, actually a mutual friend of ours, I was talking to her on Saturday, and she said, "You know what, Toddy? Just go and relax tonight and forget about everything." And you know where I came? Right here. I called up my friend Kurt Kohler, his wife's out of town, and I said, "Hey, you want to meet at New Glarus, the Bailey's?" He said, "I'm in." And we sat up here, they had a great local band, and we had some great local wine and a cheese plate, which, by the way, here's my number, I got one coming right now. And nice. And we just look at this, this is fantastic, come on in, what's your name? Lexi, look it. Here's Lexi. Sit down for a second, Lexi, and just say hi to the folks. There's Trigg on the screen. Wave, Lexi. How you doing?
How are you?
That's great. I just want here. Look, I got a microphone for you. Here, why? But have you got 2 seconds? All right, why not? Here, just put on the headset.
Lexi, would you like to be on the radio all across the state of Wisconsin?
Can you hear okay, Lexi?
Yeah.
All right. So what's you, Lexi? Are you here from? Are you? Do you live in New Glarus?
I live in Belleville.
Beautiful Belleville. Do you know Joey Bile? Joey Beal? He was a little older than you, but he used to work for me a long time ago. So you come over here and you work. How long have you been working at Bailey's?
Like 2.5 years.
It's fantastic, isn't it? What's the best thing about working at Bailey's Run?
Probably the atmosphere. I love my coworkers. It's like a big family here.
Yeah. And the guests, I assume, treat you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some really nice people that come here.
And it's such a calming force to be out here, right?
Yep.
Cool. May I ask how old you are?
18.
Trigby's daughter just turned 15 today. So there you go. So what do you, as you look at the world, and not to get political, but just look at the world, what's your biggest concern and what's your biggest hope?
My biggest concern right now is probably like climate change, the environment, like the future of the world for like us younger people.
Sure.
And my biggest hope is probably that us younger generations can like start to do stuff to change that and save the world for ourselves.
Absolutely. I'm not going to ask you who you're voting for because I don't want to get partisan politics. But do you plan to vote, and do your friends plan to vote, being 18 now?
Yes, I have talked with my friends a couple times about it. We're all registered and stuff. We're planning on going and voting at the next election.
See,
and it'll be your first time voting, Lexi.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's exciting. That's awesome.
That's what gives me hope right there.
What's your favorite part of Wisconsin? What's your favorite part about Wisconsin?
Probably the community. Like, the people in Wisconsin are just generally so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, my neighbors, also friendly. The people that I meet in, like, Madison, New Glarus, like, all these people I don't know, they're always so nice to me.
Yeah. And you have a favorite part? We're going all around Wisconsin this week. We started here. Yeah, it's hard to be here. But if you were not here, what might be a favorite place that you've been to that you like to visit?
Ooh, I love downtown Madison. Mm. It's so fun to go and window shop, and there's some great, like, restaurants, places to get, like, drinks and stuff.
That's fantastic. Look at that. See, you just come here, Trevi, you talk to a young person like Lexi, and you think, well, the world's going to be okay.
Here's the thing. Lexi isn't wearing red or blue. She's wearing green and gold, like everybody in Wisconsin.
Are you a Packer fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
If you're not,
it'd be
okay,
sacrilege if she wasn't a Packer fan, Todd. And who's going to admit that statewide on radio? Don't put Lexi on the spot. You're not a Viking fan, though, are you, Lexi? That would be bad.
No, I just don't watch a lot of sports.
That's okay. You like music?
That's good.
I do. Music.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Ooh, probably like indie pop.
Oh, nice. All right. Have any favorite groups?
Do you like Taylor
artists?
Swift?
I do listen to Taylor Swift.
Trinity's going.
Oh, really? I went last summer. It was super fun.
Did you really?
You did? Where did you go?
Minnesota.
Oh.
Ah.
Trinity's taking his daughters this summer.
I'm taking my daughters.
It was so cool. It was amazing.
I'm learning how to make a friendship bracelet.
Ooh.
I am.
See, old guys.
I'm excited about it.
Learn new tricks.
Yeah. Even those old guys can do that.
We got about a minute and a half left here. You brought us the local farmer platter. Can you tell us a little bit about what's on here?
Okay, so we've got two different kinds of cheeses on this. Yep. We have three different cheeses, but on this plate, there's two cheeses.
Okay.
We have Munster, and then we have a pepper Havarti.
Mm. Ooh.
And then we have an old-fashioned summer sausage and a regular summer sausage. Gluten-free crackers, grapes, and we've got some pickles.
Fantastic. Are the cheeses and are local here?
Yep, we get them from someone down, I think, somewhere in New Glarus.
Sure. Yeah.
He comes and delivers it like twice a week for us.
That's one of the great parts about living in Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to go far. You can find local cheese.
Yep, and cheese is amazing.
Lexi, you are amazing. Thanks for joining us on the spur of the moment, and thanks for being a voter. Thanks for encouraging your friends to be a voter. That's what democracy is all about. Just get out there and vote.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great day. I think we're going to have Giuliani in pretty soon, so thank you so much. There you go, Trigby. Lexi, I mean, like I say, it's part of what makes Wisconsin great, just being out here meeting people, and we've been here while on the air 18 minutes already. I feel better.
Sorry, right, folks, Todd, I lost my audio there for a second.
Oh, really? I said just, you know, meeting young people like Lexi makes me feel better already here at Bailey's Run in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin, about a mile outside of the beautiful village here of New Glarus. Up on top of the hill, the sun is out. The clouds are floating in the sky. The grapes are growing behind us in the vineyard, and we've got wine on the way. We'll come back and talk to general manager of Bailey's Run, Giuliana, along with Trevi Olson. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the road. What makes Wisconsin great tour on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather-ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the road on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin. Just right on top of the ridges here in southwest Wisconsin in beautiful Greene County. One of my favorite counties in the state of Wisconsin at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery here in New Glarus. It is such a gorgeous day. It's a great place. Stay tuned. We're going to give away, by the way, Trivia's not going to want these because he's a Twins fan, but that's okay. He's a Packer fan. We're going to give away six tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game at AmFam Field in Milwaukee tomorrow. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Stay tuned. We're going to give those away just a little bit later in the show. Give you a chance to call in and win those, so don't go anywhere. But right now we are joined by the general manager of Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery here in New Glarus, Julietta Boskowitz. Julietta, thank you so much for on fairly short notice letting us come do this.
Absolutely.
Whoops, sorry, I didn't have your mic on. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. Absolutely. No, thank you so much. We're super happy to have you.
Well, I've been coming here. Now, how long have you been open?
We have been open for 6 years here at Bailey's Run.
I've been come almost, as we say, back to Richland Center, where I'm from partner all 6 years, and because I have great friends of mine, and my godsons are from Monroe, Wisconsin, so I come through quite a bit. And, you know, you've added on so much, it's simply grown. But before we kind of get into the wine and anything else, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Bailey's here, and how did you come to work here?
Oh, my gosh. So that's actually a really funny story. So I was actually their first ever hire. So
really?
I have been here since day one. Okay,
wow.
Maybe not quite day one. Like, I did not help plant the vines by any means. But as far as the business is concerned, I've been here with them since day one. And I had an animal science background. I was not expecting to work in or with wine. I saw they were hiring. I thought, hey, you know, I like wine. I think this would be fun on the weekends. I was a stay-at-home mom at the time. So I was like, okay, if I could find people to talk to versus, you know, kids that babble at me, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And so I was working for them for a little while. And then they asked me to come on full time, more so as like a special events coordinator, booking the music, things like that. And slowly but surely, I kind of just continued taking on other roles. And then one day I happened to be the GM. So definitely was not planned, at least not by me. I don't know what Todd and Janet would say, but was not planned by me by any means. But yeah, so my husband and I live here in New Glarus. We're right down the road. We've got three beautiful kids. We have a beef cattle operation.
Oh,
and
nice.
I work here full time. So.
Well, that's great. My friend and colleague is joining us from Washington, D.C., Trigvi Olson, right now. He's going to join us a little bit later on in the week. But this is the second time we've done this and go around the state of Wisconsin and just talk to people like yourself to find out what makes Wisconsin great, because I think, and Trevi, you can speak for yourself, but the more we seek out places like this that the community comes to, you know, as Trevi likes to say, nobody's wearing a red or green, a blue hat. They're wearing green and gold, or in my case, blue and gold today with the Brewers. But what's your sense in terms of when people come here, do you get a sense that it kind of people can relax? And it's like, we're not talking politics. We're not going to talk things that divide us. We're going to come listen to some great music and have some great wine and food.
Oh my gosh, 100%. We're kind of, I would almost call it a bubble. We're the place people go to forget about what is going on in the world. Honestly, like even, you know, amidst COVID even, we had people coming out here and they were like, oh my gosh, it feels normal.
Yeah.
we, you know, they were still, we have all this space out here, so they were still able to, you know, safely social distance, but you know, we still had people coming in by the droves just because this is such an easy place for you to sit back, relax, and just let all of your worries completely melt away and enjoy yourself for once. Where, you know, everyone's so attached to their phones and everything else and electronics, and this is a place where you can just forget all of that and just enjoy yourself.
Trigby, it was really probably the first time that that I spent a lot of time out here. It was actually during COVID. I'm not sure how much you can see for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter or X. But we're on kind of the veranda, and we're looking over some of the vineyards behind us. It's beautiful. And then there's a big inside area we're going to talk about a little bit later. But, I mean, to be out here, Trigby, and be outside but still being able to socialize, I mean, holy cow, it was a godsend, really, during COVID for some of my friends and I.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up, as you know, Todd, I ended up spending, my family was in Europe, and I ended up spending most of my COVID, the early part of COVID, in Arkdale, Wisconsin, and I ended up going ice fishing with some guys who I met, like, local. So, you know, like, yeah, I mean, that's Wisconsin, right? People look out for each other, like, you know, people like to, every town has a place where people go to get away, and you know, it's where they talk about the high school football games and all the good that's going on. And it's so easy to get consumed with, you know, all these things that people want to use to divide us. But you know, one of the things that's always made Wisconsin so awesome to me, having lived around the world, is, you know, people really look, you know, out for each other in a way that is unique. It really is.
Oh, that's really great. Listening off the text line, Michael from Tosa, listening on WMDX, says, I wish that I didn't have to work today because I live in New Glarus, less than a half a mile from Bailey's Run. Well, you know, there you go. Somebody's listening.
Exactly.
And is a local here. And I mean, if you are in the area, come on out. We're here until 2 o'clock, and we're going to be opening some wine. We'll buy you a drink. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Absolutely. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
See, Tricky, this is my kind of place.
I know. It's true. Very, very true.
So we got about 2 minutes left here, and we're going to come up and come back and pick up after the break. But Juliana, just talk to us a little bit about some wines we're going to be talking about tasting after the break here.
Well, so I know you said you had a beer, so I made sure to bring first and foremost. So one of the ones you mentioned, Faith, is – hands down, it's our most popular red.
Is it really?
It is. Right. So it's a Chilean-grown red. It's a Syrah, but unlike classic Syrahs, you know, a lot of people get that really harsh finish on the end. Mm-hmm. Ours does not have that.
It does not, I can tell you.
Oh, it's so smooth. It's so easy to drink. So, like, people that are just, like, kind of new to reds, like, that's a great one to have because you get the essence of the red without, you know, the harsh bite.
Sure.
Another one you mentioned is our Edelweiss. Now, this one's an estate-grown one. So it's actually,
right,
I know you can't see. It's not over on this side. It's over there. We're going to look at it, Todd. But yeah, everyone else, unfortunately, can't see it. But our Edelweiss, we grow the grapes right here on the property. This is a beautiful white. It's more like a Riesling, if, you know, people I know recognize the word Riesling. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more like a German Riesling, a little bit on the sweet side, but then ends with that beautiful tart finish. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those were some of the big ones that I wanted to bring out. The other two that I just really quick wanted to mention too, very special wine for us is our Remember Me Red. We donate our proceeds from this bottle towards Alzheimer's research. All of the research funds stay right here in Wisconsin, goes up to UW. Both of our owners sadly lost family members to this horrible disease. So that one's one I just really wanted to touch on. If you like a cab, that one's probably the closest we come. Okay. The other one that's also super special to us is our Bring Me Home. This one, we donate $10 from every bottle back to the Ben Jackson Foundation. That's right here in New Glarus as well. That one is, they fund tickets home for servicemen and women who can't afford to come home on their first deployment. So wanted to touch on those beautiful, beautiful reds that we have here at Bailey's. If no one knew about those, wanted to make sure I got those out there for them.
And beautiful stories as
well. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, right there, Trigby. I mean, we've been here half an hour. We've met a great young lady, a first-time voter. Yep. We're talking to a great general manager who makes great wine, and they help the community at the same time. If that's not Wisconsin, I don't know what is.
I don't either.
All right, come on back. We'll talk to Trigby Olson-Moore from Washington, D.C., right here at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in New Glarus. We'll talk to the wonderful general manager, Juliana Berkowitz. Did I get that right?
Boskowitz.
Sorry. Well, I'll do better. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. After about a decade of work, the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance is getting the ball rolling on a new alfalfa revenue crop insurance product. President Beth Nelson says Wisconsin will be among the first states in the pilot program next year. She says all the rain we've been getting is a perfect example of why a revenue protection product would make a difference for alfalfa growers.
They currently have no way of protecting themselves against losses in revenue. Currently, we do have a forage production APH product, but that only protects them from yield losses, not revenue. And that's been an inadequate product. As you probably know, if a farmer cuts an exceptional stand of alfalfa and it gets rained on prior to baling, and they don't necessarily lose the yield, but they will lose quality, and that subsequently reflects in the revenue that they're able to get for that product. So a policy protecting only yield does not provide a safety net for our alfalfa farmers currently in those cases.
Beth Nelson is the president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance. She says as of right now, they expect the alfalfa revenue crop insurance pilot to start the later part of 2025. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be taking a look at what commodity prices are doing next.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Monarch Media Design, serving Madison since 2000, Monarch specializes in vehicle wraps and graphics. The experts at Monarch can do everything from vinyl graphics to full trailer wraps. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
From Chicago, grain markets are falling out of the weekend. Cash corn down 15.5 cents at $3.95 a bushel. December new crop corn down 15 cents at $4.09 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading down 22¾ cents at $11.43½. November new crop soybeans down 33¾ cents at $10.96 a bushel. And cash wheat is trading down 20¾ cents at $5.69¾. The Class 3 milk contracts are also falling. The August contract down 29 cents at $19.84 a hundredweight. The September contract down 35 cents, trading at $20.15 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll have our monthly sit-down with Congressman Mark Pocan. Plenty to talk about as the conventions draw near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Tom Wall Show, live on location of the Civic Media Radio Network from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, and all points in between. Glad to have you along here on a Monday, the 7th of July, 2024. Trigby Olson joins us as a co-host all week. He is still in Washington, D.C. today, but he'll be on the road with us a little bit later on this week from Chippewa Falls at the Wisconsin State Fair, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and then we're going to Trigby's home stomping ground, the River Falls Days. It's the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days. We'll be there on Thursday, and it's going to be a good time had by all. We are live here on location right now at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in beautiful New Glarus in Greene County, Wisconsin. If for those across the state that might not be completely familiar, you go south of Madison, what, about 35-ish type of miles? Yep. Something like that, Juliana?
That's about right, yeah.
All right, we are joined by the general manager of Bailey's Run, Juliana Boskowitz.
There we go.
Todd can learn, just like any other pet. Juliana Boskowitz, who has been fantastic, and your owners as well, Janet and Todd,
yes.
Allowing us to come here today in beautiful New Glarus and Greene County, the southern part of the state for a lot of our listeners, but as you can see, those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter on the live stream, beautiful rolling hills. We're on your front porch, I'll call it. And behind us, we've got the musical stage. We have live musical acts a lot of time. And if you look real closely, you can see some of the vineyards behind us as well. Trigby, I'm just so excited to be here today. And as we travel around the state talking about what makes Wisconsin great, do you have grow up here in Wisconsin? I mean, we're he and I are, our mid 50s. I mean, wine, I mean, did you ever like do Wisconsin wine a lot growing up here? Because I think it's a relatively newer thing for Wisconsin.
I did not. I didn't really drink wine until late in college is when I discovered wine. Well, I guess California coolers, but trying to down a liter of that didn't end very well for me my freshman
Zima?
Year.
Zima? So. Is that what you said? Zima?
Not California coolers, baby. Not Seagram's. Yeah, that didn't end very well for Trigby.
Yeah.
So that, but I eventually became a total wine guy. Wisconsin wines, it kind of became a thing. It's interesting because there's a lot of wineries up where I'm from, sort of River Falls, Hudson, that part of the state too, which is really cool.
So, Juliana, tell us. It is really neat. Juliana, tell us a little bit about why Todd and Janet, the owners here, what was their backstory? What led them to do this? And do they have a wine background?
Sure. So it's actually really funny. I love how Janet put it, so I'm going to put it the same way that she does. It depends on who you ask, if you ask Todd or if you ask Janet, who's really going to tell you the real story. I'm going to go with Janet's because I feel like it's much more accurate. But so Todd and Janet have lived in Wisconsin. They had moved down from Madison, and they found a house in New Glarus, had the perfect topography for growing vines. Todd had brewed a little bit of beer in his basement, but otherwise no prior knowledge, no background. And all of a sudden they bought this farm, I don't want to say the farm, but like a little farmette. And he was like, well, we should plant some vines, emphasis on the some. We're going to put the air quotations in there. So Janet was like, yeah, well, I'll get behind that. All of a sudden 1,500 vines showed up at their house that they had to plant in one weekend because you've got to plant them right away. Otherwise they're going to die. So they planted 1,500 vines, and then a year goes by, they planted another 1,500. So now they have 3,000 vines. And of course, Todd then goes, huh, well, what are we going to do? And she goes, what do you mean, what are we going to do? And he goes, well, are we going to just sell the grapes? Or are we going to go all in? And are we going to make a winery? She goes, well, we don't know what we're doing. How can we make a winery? And he goes, well, we can find people that can help us do that. And so all of this, and Todd is a very go big or go home guy. I can attest to that for 6 years. He doesn't do anything small. So they went in. They went all in, decided we're going to make a winery. They found the right consultants, the right people to help them with growing the grapes, making the wine, all the things. And we opened our doors in 2018, and it's been a rocket ship ever since. And, you know, he did. He found the right people to help us make good quality Wisconsin-made wine. And slowly but surely, we've added on over the years. And, yeah, that I mean, that's their backstory. I mean, so no prior knowledge. Todd's just kind of crazy, I guess.
But Trigby, you know, for those that don't know, perhaps yourself, Trigby and I in another life were both in politics and worked for politicians, and yeah. he was a lot more successful than I was. But, I mean, Trigby, isn't this what we just heard here from Juliana? Isn't this just what – one of my favorite parts working in, for elected officials was doing what we're doing today, going around and meeting local entrepreneurs, small business people, and that Wisconsin spirit, go big, go home. I mean, isn't that one of the things you've just loved in your former career as well?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, like, one of the things that I think really is missing from our politics today is we have fewer cheerleaders. You and I talk about that all the time, right? Like, we need people who just get out, not about red and blue, but just cheerleading for people in the state of Wisconsin. Go big or go home. I mean, what an awesome entrepreneurial story. And that's like the essence of the kinds of things that make Wisconsin great. And then communities like New Glarus or my hometown of River Falls, where we're going to be, or Chippewa Falls, where we're going to be, right? Like, the community gets behind people who are having big dreams, and you know, we need people cheering it on, like people on the local level are doing. And then what do they become? You know, like, you guys are a pillar of the community, right? Supporting, you know, people are coming there after the New Glarus High School football game. It's the best of what we're supposed to be as people.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about that, Juliana. By the way, we're here at Bailey's Run Vineyard Winery in beautiful New Glarus in Greene County, joined by the general manager, Juliana Boskowitz, and also Trigby Olson, joining us via StreamYard from Washington, D.C. Juliana, let's talk about this because, again, I've been coming here not just to Bailey's, but New Glarus for years. It feels like to me, and I hesitate to say this because they're going to get a lot of people want to move here. It feels like to me that New Glarus is kind of one of the next big things. There's a lot of things going on. The old New Glarus Hotel has been purchased, and they're undergoing a renovation. We've mentioned it before. You've got the Dirty Dog Tap House downtown, which you've been to, which is fantastic. Of course, New Glarus, home of New Glarus Brewing, the home of Spotted Cow. And it's just, there's so many cool things. Tell us a little bit about your community, as Trigby said, what's going on.
Oh yeah, I mean, I feel like New Glarus is that awesome place because we're just outside of Madison. So we're just far enough to get out of the city without having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to take that expensive vacation, but you still get that vacation experience. Yeah. And there's so much stuff to do. There's such awesome little shops downtown. Like you said, there's the Spotted Cow, there's the brewery, there's Dirty Dog Tap House. Everybody has live music. Everyone has great food. And of course, with this, you know, the Swiss culture downtown, you know, you've got all of the authentic Swiss food downtown, which again, you just don't get that anywhere else. It's very rare for you to find that. So you're still getting that, you know, out of the state experience without having to go that far. And I feel like New Glarus is a very, even more so than it was before, is even more up and coming. We've got a lot of people coming in, new things coming in, as well as some of that old historic stuff that made New Glarus what it is today. So you have a little bit of both, but it's just becoming a booming town, and it's fantastic. But it's not so big that it's a city. It's just an awesome place to be.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you ever met him or not, but I was privileged to know one of the former owners, Hans Lingsler, of the New Glarus Hotel. What a great guy, right from Switzerland. And still there's a huge tourism of folks from Switzerland that come here every year and vice versa. I mean, it's become almost a mini exchange program, if you will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've even got some of my bartenders that work here, like, they've gone over. We're good friends with Mike Neville, who also, you know, was down part of the hotel, still works at the Landhouse or owns part of the Landhouse. And, you know, and he's just, we call him Mr. New Glarus. But, you know, it's just, you know, you get a little bit of, you know, the authentic Switzerland while still being in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's give away, we keep talking wine here, but while we do, Mr. Zowers, if you're ready here, we're going to give away some Brewers tickets. These are Milwaukee Brewers tickets for tomorrow night at AmFam Field, 7:10, first pitch. They take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tomorrow. Of course, the Brewers got a big win yesterday off of, I believe, two home runs of Christian Yelich. The Brewers avoided the sweep out there in La La Land with the Dodgers, and so are coming home on a win. And Christian Yelich is going to be one of the people in the All-Star game as well. But you can have six tickets now. Six tickets. And Trigby, I'm not sure when you were growing up, if you ever went to an auction. Back in Richland Center, we used to call it going to a sale. And one of my favorite auctioneers was Danny Schaefer. May he rest in peace. And sometimes you'd have things at a sale, household or farm, or kind of like be a bucket of tools or and this and that. And he'd say, all right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to put it all together, and we're just going to have one big price for all of it. Let's have a sale. And away he'd go. And I can't do an auctioneer's voice, but it was fantastic. So this is what we're going to do with all six of these tickets. We're going to put them all together, and let's have a sale. And all you got to do is answer one trivia question and give us a call. Here is the trivia question for six Brewers tickets for tomorrow night. Of course, you have to be able to go, so only call if you can actually go and use all six tickets. But here is the question. We are at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in New Glarus, Wisconsin. The question is, who is Bailey? Ooh. Who is Bailey at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll take the calls in order that they come in. Give us a guess, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Who is Bailey at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery here in New Glarus? Mr. Zobbers, as soon as we have somebody, you can give me a heads up on the old text here or whatever, and we'll take some. Who is Bailey at Bailey's Vineyard and Winery? Don't give it away, it's an important figure.
It is. Absolutely.
In the story, correct?
It is. Huge. We get that question often.
Do you really?
I do. It always cracks me up.
I know, right? Well, we got a couple of, about 2 minutes left here before the next break. Tell us a minute, a piece about each of these wines. Let's start with the red.
Yes. Okay. So that red, that like I said, this is that Rebel Faith that we talked about earlier. And I mean, look at the color.
I know, right?
Look beautiful. It's look a gorgeous that. Red. I
Hold
mean,
up for folks.
It's fantastic.
Cheers.
So, cheers. I kind of mentioned this before, prior to the break. So this is, it's a Chilean-grown Syrah. And this one, it has your classic Syrah flavors. You got that gorgeous burst of berry right out of the gate. But then an extremely smooth with delicate finish. Yeah. So it's just, it's an easy drinking red.
It's very easy, let me tell you.
I mean, yeah, be warned, right. You know, disclaimer here. Very easy to drink, absolutely. Yeah.
It's really fantastic. All right, here, the trivia question for six Brewers tickets for tomorrow. We're here at Bailey's Run Vineyard Winery in New Glarus. Who is Bailey? 855-752-4842. Gene in Sun Prairie. Gene, thanks for calling in. Who is Bailey? Hello, Gene. Are you there?
This sorry, Todd. We had another Gene? Caller first that I was still screening. We have
Valerie
in Waukesha here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Valerie in Waukesha. All right, Valerie. I'm sorry. You were first up. I went out of order. My bad. I'm here. I've only had a sip of wine and already I'm loopy. Valerie in Waukesha. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, Valerie, go ahead. Who is Bailey?
Bailey is the dog that's... the owner's dog.
So,
bingo!
Fun fact, guys. Valerie is my mother-in-law.
Get out of town.
I'm dead serious.
Come on.
As soon as you said, no, I'm dead serious. As soon as you said Valerie and walked out, I was like, oh my goodness.
Now, Valerie, are you a normal listener? Are you a regular listener? Or did your daughter give you a heads up?
I gave her no heads up.
No,
this is fantastic.
No. Somebody in my office heard Julianne on the radio, so I tuned in.
See, this is
connection. Well, you need to become
right
a regular listener.
That's right.
You never know who we're going to have on.
I will from now on.
All right. Well, Julianne, congratulations. Do you have six people you could take with you to the game tomorrow?
I could find six people.
All right, well, stay on the line. Stay on the line. Zomers will take your information. We'll get you those tickets. Congratulations. Come on back to Bailey's Run after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Here's the having fun doing it. We are live on location in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin in Greene County, along not quite the Illinois border, but just a little bit north of there between Dane County and the Illinois border. We're at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery. We are talking to the general manager, Juliana Boskowitz, whose mother-in-law just won some Brewers tickets.
She did.
She knew that's fantastic. And this was not set up. This was all legit. So that's great. Also joining us as our co-host all week as we take on our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Mr. Trivi Olson in Washington, D.C. right now. He'll be on his way to Wisconsin here tomorrow, but he joins us from the nation's capital. How about that, Trivi? We got a winner, and the Bailey in Bailey's Run is the dog.
Mm-hmm. I was going to guess the dog. Speaking of dogs, my dog is driving me nuts. I had to take my dog to the ophthalmologist this morning. Seriously, I didn't even know they had such things. Yeah, it costs more to take your dog to the ophthalmologist than for you to go to the ophthalmologist, I learned. But the second thing is, the poor dog has to have, you know those things that they, the cone? She has to wear the cone. So she keeps coming in here looking at me with sad eyes thinking, I wish I was Bailey running around the winery rather than wearing the stupid hat.
Exactly. And Juliana, that's one of the cool things about Bailey's Run here in New Glarus, is you're dog friendly.
We are dog friendly. So yeah, Bailey is our, she is, oh my gosh, she's 13 now. I keep forgetting. She is our 13-year-old golden doodle. And it always cracks me up. I always tell, you know, we know who the favorite is because Todd and Janet have kids, but we named it after Bailey.
Right.
You know,
right,
exactly. I mean, but yeah, she's 13 years old. You can find her here on the weekend. She is, of course, since she is 13, we do limit how often she's here now. Right. And we do ask that you do not feed her because she's on a very strict diet. Right. But, aside from Bailey, we also have two others. Mm-hmm. We added on our distillery, which is called Whiskey Run. And we had to have a mascot for there as well. Yeah. So then we have Whiskey.
Nice.
And Barley.
Oh, I like that.
Those two are, they're two now. There are 2-year-old Bernedoodles. So they're still doodles. Yes. Oh, they're gorgeous. But it cracks me up. So Barley and Whiskey are same litter, mm-hmm. but Whiskey is like 2 sizes smaller than Barley. So we're not sure what happened there. But they are here more often. They are learning their winery / distillery manners. So sometimes Barley doesn't behave and will eat your pizza.
And let me tell you, they have a great pizza oven here. It is legit. And the margarita pizza here, best you'll have anywhere. I'm not just saying that. It's fantastic stuff.
So. I missed the boat, Todd.
We'll get you out here next time. We'll get you out here next time. Because the nice thing is, it's just a short skip and a hop from Madison.
Exactly.
You know, I had somebody request that we do one in September.
Well, let's
And they want to come along with us when I tell you.
All right.
This person wants, yeah. So we might have to do another one, but we're starting right there in New Glarus.
Absolutely, because I mean, it's beautiful here all the time, but boy, once the colors start, I mean, it's like a painting every night here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Juliana here at Bailey's Run. Tell us about the second wine, the white.
The white. Now, this is that Edelweiss. This is the one that's grown right here on our property. So the Edelweiss, like most Wisconsin grapes, this one was created by the University of Minnesota. So unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that naturally grows in Wisconsin as far as grapes go. So most everything has been modified in some way to be able to sustain the climate. So the Edelweiss, you know, they can withstand temperatures about negative 25 to negative 30. So when we get those, you know, lovely polar vortexes that we get here in Wisconsin, they can survive. So unfortunately, you know, those beautiful cabs and Chardonnays that people enjoy, those are not living here. They're dying.
Right.
So that's why we've got those beautiful Wisconsins. But this is a white that we have right here in Wisconsin, and it's a beautiful grape. The clusters are just massive. So they were designed to be a table grape. And then, you know, as per usual with most things, we discovered, hey, we can make some really good wine out of it. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous white. It can tend to have a little bit of an herbally flavor if you get it a little bit later in the season, but if you get it at peak season, it's gorgeous. It has a beautiful floral aroma to it, a little bit sweeter on the start, but then it goes in that beautiful tart finish. So if you got somebody that isn't quite a dry drinker but doesn't really want sweet, this guy, middle of the road, it's fantastic, and it's nice chilled, so on a hot summer day, there you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's give this a try right here.
Oh,
there you go.
Absolutely.
And as David Letterman used to say, if we still have the show, I'm sure he still says it, anytime you see us, your talk show host, enjoying a beverage, it's a great opportunity for you, the home viewer listener, to enjoy a beverage yourself. So cheers.
Cheers. Absolutely.
But Trippy, you don't have any beverages in front of you.
I have my Red Bull, which isn't quite the same.
This Edelweiss, this one is the favorite of the mother of my two godsons. In Spanish, we say comadre because it's a beautiful name, right?
Yes, absolutely.
For co-parents, it kind of translates into. But this is her favorite. When she and my compadre, the parent of the father of my godsons, we come up here. Florcy, her favorite go-to is Edelweiss here.
Oh yeah, it's been one of our more popular wines since day one. The first year it was our number one selling wine out of all of our wines. It's still hands down, it's still up there, don't get me wrong. I want to say it just fell out of the top five, but it's one of those wines that it just keeps on rolling.
Oh, that's great. Well, Trevi and I are going to talk a little bit of current events here in the first part of the hour. Do you have time maybe at the bottom of the next hour to come back and talk a little bit about the distillery?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to.
Because I think that's and Todd won't keep sipping here of the distillery. That may be a bridge too far, but you can bring a bottle out and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
Because you have a whole new addition here, more patio space for people. You have a great Friday night fish fry now.
Oh, yes.
It's fantastic.
It is.
And a distillery. So you got wine. And you got drinks for people who don't do alcohol. There's non-alcoholic stuff.
Absolutely. We got a little bit of everything for everyone.
It's you certainly do. And we'll come back and talk more about that in hour two. Juliana Boskowitz, we thank you so very much for your hospitality. We thank you for hosting us here at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in New Glarus. And I just can't thank you because, I hate to keep telling you you're in D.C., but the sun is out here. It's about 76 degrees, and the birds are singing. The wine grapes are growing, and it's a great place to chill in New Glarus.
It is. So relaxing.
Right.
The Harleys are roaring, the Eagles are soaring, and the Packers soon will be scoring.
Soon. This is a slice of Wisconsin. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great. The community that you have here, Juliana, at Bailey's Run, but just the story of Todd and Janet, the entrepreneurship, and that is repeated hundreds and thousands of times from Bayfield and Ashland down to Monroe and south of the border, over to Manitowoc and over to La Crosse and every place in between. And that's what makes Wisconsin great.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Juliana Boskowitz, we thank you so very much. You'll be back in hour two to talk a little distillery. Stay tuned. Hour two, straight ahead, Trigby Olson talks a little bit of current events with us. It's live on location from Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in New Glarus, the All Ball Show for a Monday, July 7th on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.